Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, parochial vicar and associate director. It is the 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It was airport hell. Ever longer delays, missed connections, and canceled flights. Lines grew longer and tempers, well, they grew shorter. And the inevitable happened. A man lost his cool. Brushing aside those ahead of him, he charged the counter and demanded immediate action. He wanted a seat on the next available flight. The agent at the counter replied, "Sorry, but I must serve the people in their turn." The angry man banged his fist on the counter. "Have you any idea who I am?" Without a moment's hesitation, the agent picked up the microphone and announced, "There's a gentleman here who does not know who he is." "If anyone in the lounge can identify him, please, please come to the counter." At which point, all the people they had pushed aside burst into applause. Sometimes lessons in humility are hard and delightful for others. But sadly, in our society, the squeaky wheel often gets the oil. The assertive get what they want. Too often, the meek inherit the dirt. So why be humble? I know for myself, because I want to be able to see with a clarity that allows me to love and be loved. Besides, it's so much easier not to take yourself too seriously. You know, a sense of entitlement can blind us. And in those moments, we neither see ourselves nor others truly. Our airport bully didn't really see himself or those around him. He was lost in himself. So what is humility? Well, for most, it is not defined by words, but by society's picture of the timid. Our images of doormats overpower the definition. The word humility comes from the Latin humus, or earth. It means that we're well grounded in reality. Humility allows us to be realistic about ourselves and offers us the possibility of seeing others truly. True humility keeps us open and learning. Certainly, it means not thinking more of ourselves than the facts warrant. But it also means not thinking less either. Too many sin against humility, not by pride, but by ignoring their strengths and talents. It is no virtue to demean yourself. It is an affront to the Creator. Humility acknowledges failings and strengths and moves us toward appreciation of others in their failings and their strengths. You know, I hear too much guilt in confession. People, Catholicism, and this may sound strange, is not about guilt, but about contrition. Contrition faces the truth, deals with the issue, and simply moves on. It doesn't wallow. But this is common sense, and there's so much more to today's gospel, but it's regretfully been sliced and diced, and an important story was left out. Our gospel begins with Jesus at a Pharisee's Sabbath meal, but then it skipped the story of the man with dropsy, where Jesus asked his host, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he healed him, dismissed him. That thundering silence in the face of human need is the context for today's lesson. At first, it sounds like Jesus is just simply mismanners. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited. But those words, wedding banquet, are loaded. To the first century Jewish mind, they summon the image of the messianic banquet in the New Age. The Pharisees expected to sit at that table. They kept the law and they kept it well. Shouldn't they claim the seat of honor as rightfully theirs? But there is no proportion between our efforts and what God would give. Can your goodness, your efforts, your sufferings, make a claim on God that he simply must adopt you as his son or daughter, sharing divinity with you? It's all unmerited gift. God freely gives you much more than you or I deserve. God would wed you, making you more with himself than any spouse. Today's parable is about humility that is born of sheer wonderment of how much God loves you. But then Jesus adds these further words. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. You know, we stand in God's love only to the degree that we receive it and then give it away as he gave his love to us. Today's entire gospel is about imitating God, God's humility, who humbled himself, made himself small in Jesus by becoming man, by hanging on a cross, and by becoming still our food and drink. God makes himself small so that it fits inside here. God humbles himself in love to lift you up. Jesus is asking you to live his humble love when he said, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. If we have received so undeservedly God's generosity, shouldn't we mirror his generosity by lifting others up too? This is Christian humility, a love that puts others first to lift them up. Now today, throughout the diocese, throughout the whole San Jose region, preachers in parishes, congregations, synagogues, and mosques are speaking about labor and immigration. Now, these are hard times as wages fail to keep pace, as the economic divide widens, as job opportunities remain constricted. Add on top of this the plight of the undocumented worker, who are so important to the economy, but often viewed as a drain to be discarded. In the face of their human need, there is still a thundering silence while the acrimonious gridlock the nation. This was a situation that the prophets railed against. Hosea, Amos, Isaiah. Humanity's insensitivity to those in pain. Let's face it, we're all illegals. Planting a British flag or a Spanish flag doesn't make the land ours. It was the sweat and toil of our forebears that built the nation. Yet most needed the thick skin of determination to withstand the xenophobia they met. Now, you're smarter than I, and how best to make our country the best version of itself. That's your task. Gridlock and sound bites are no solution. Elections should be every 4 years, not 4 years long. Too often people make a judgment. They make a judgment based on an instinct. And then they reason only to persuade others of my privileged position without ever asking, are my instincts right? Is the data I have and the analysis I give correct? Does the solution advance the economic and social fabric of people? Our analysis can only be as good as the breadth and accuracy of our data. So intellectual humility keeps on asking, am I right? Do I have it right? Now, this much I do know. Entitlement easily becomes arrogance that is deaf to those in need, forgetful of history, and blind to new and better solutions. We've cast a blind eye on immigration for decades because it was to our economic advantage. And now in more difficult times, we hear punitive solutions that will cost in ways most don't realize. And all the while, struggling people are caught in the meat grinder oiled by lack of concern. This can has been kicked down the road too long. We need a new thinking. We need your creativity and commitment. Our bishop, Bishop Patrick, is asking your help. At the end of Mass, they're going to be distributing pledge cards, urging Congress for comprehensive, compassionate immigration legislation. Guess I'll give it a prayerful read. You can either fill it out today or think about it during the week. And if your heart moves you to pledge your support, I invite you. I know the bishop invites you to do so. Now, we owe people in pain more than a thundering silence, but a humble, humble thoughtfulness, because we are bound together. Humility does that. I beg you, live Jesus' kind of humility that would lift others up high.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.